I'm talking about like the standard fare, not as it was opening, not during construction, but standard operations going on at routine field. And I do understand that this would be a different type of noise coming out. I just want to hear what were the nature of the complaints and then what was done to resolve it.
My impression was is that the very few complaints we got after it became routine, sorry.
That's all right.
were very minimal. When the PA announcer got excited, got a little excessive, but it was usually immediately rectified by turning it down a bit. There was never an instance where they exceeded the required limits, ever.
And if I could just add one more question
after the first week to
the applicant, what do the natural land features do to mitigate it as well? You know, you've got the hill right there, you've got trees, you got what do those do as part of your plan to mitigate the sound?
So the first thing I would say, there's always in the heritage of the Rock Sports Complex, there's always been complaints. The origin of those complaints depends depends what group of people. So Hawthorne has their group of complaints. Stonehenge at some point had theirs, and Greendale has theirs. And what was difficult for us to do is to understand what rules we play by. So what we did is we negotiated with the city of Franklin and Milwaukee County to come up with, like, what are the rules? Because Greendale's rules when it comes to both sound and light were ambiguous. They didn't have any. So we negotiated light standards and sound, and then also agreed to, on light, to install shields, for sound to put in essentially measurement sticks that said if we creep over this, we're in violation. And then if I'm in violation, there's a whole set of penalties that I've got, financial penalties that I have to Milwaukee County, I believe. So to me, that's the measurement stick, and it's 79 decibel levels. Does that mean people still don't complain? That yes, they complain. Because it's different, and sometimes the wind changes in a different way. But what we did, to the mayor's point, what we did for the opener, I don't think we exceeded the decibel levels. We were running really hot in the first, I think, home series. So we invited him to come out, who's a sound guy, and we just kind of dialed everything in. We just kept tweaking. And I think it was after the first two, three home series, I think it was significant improvement. So we never violated a rule, but we're trying to be sensitive to balancing complaints with actually a sound level that allows us to articulate our entertainment value. Fireworks, that's a permitted use. Some people just don't like them after 10. So I don't know how to control that. So I think we're going to. I think that's the thing with the golf is we'll use the measurement sticks to dial in the sound in a way that makes sense for everybody. So I don't know, was that helpful?
Just two more things. I asked about the natural features there, what they do, and maybe you can't answer that. But if you could, can you define what 79 decibels is? Is that the mayor listening to Sinatra or me listening to Metallica?
Hey.
What does that mean?
So there was a graph that we showed at some point in the presentation, and it would be like a vacuum cleaner is how they would, I think, how they visually depicted it. And I'd have to, that's my memory of it. But I think what I've learned is it's less about the noise level. It's just, it's a new sound. And the other thing that we've learned is because of the topography is that sound on windy nights will travel. And we'll pick up things. One night no one can hear it. The next night, a mile away people can hear it. So, we've had sound people come out and look at it. So, it's something we do our best to manage. But in the end, there's just a certain population that we struggle to ever make happy.
Thank you.
The Southwest flights are louder than. Than the normal routine ballpark common stuff. I have a question. Regulo, can you put up the second floor plan? I have a question for Alex.
Oh, this is the ground level?
Fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Golf gets hit from here or here?
From the square at the north.
The ball gets it right there, correct.
All right. So are there individual half walls or something in between them?
There's not. At that point, it's completely open, which is common in facilities like this.
So
having said that, there's a the ball system is in between each of those. Think of those as mats where they hit from, and then in between of them is the ball retrieval system, so it's where the ball pops out.
What I'm trying to get to is where would we put sound deadening material? And that would be here and here, probably.
So you could place that sound material at the south wall, the entire south wall, if needed.
Right. Here.
So that no, that would be the west wall, south wall. So that long wall, we could place something that would absorb a significant amount of sound. We could also place it in between each bay if needed, but I think we'd have to, you know, design that.
Okay, Alderman Dandrea, thank you.
To expand on your sound, I mean, there's sound monitors on the exterior or the perimeter of the facility, and I know you're doing it, but we have also the information comes to the city.
That's correct.
And we can monitor it on a regular basis. So in regards to your vegetation, there was a landscape plan that was looked at by this committee, but as well as the Common Council. It's believed once the vegetation matures, there should be enough absorption from the selection of trees and bushes and evergreens along that western berm that should hopefully start to work in the favors of absorption of sound as well. And so I just wanted to make sure that Mr. Leone he wasn't on the commission before,
right?
That he's familiar a little.
Yeah, there's vegetation. There's an, I think it's an 8-foot berm. I can't remember. It's a big berm. And then the other piece that I think is most material to this conversation is the indoor building, which will absorb a bunch of sound.
True.
In theory.
Yeah. Okay.
And by the way, it's interesting if you take advantage of the opportunity to listen in on these sound monitoring devices. If it's quiet, which it usually is, the birds standing in the trees nearby are louder than the stadium. So that's just a little tidbit. Commissioner Leone.
For the record, I was on the Plan Commission when we recommended approval.
That's true.
That was the last thing that last meeting was at, but neither here nor there. Times, in terms of how late you operate to, for one, the golf, but then any other activities where there might be people outside causing being a little louder. What are those cutoff times for you?
I don't recall. I know this is a point of debate, and I think we wanted it to be open till 2 a.m. I think we gave up certain nights. I'd love to be able to recite that.
Golf until 2 a.m.?
But we didn't get that. As an example, the umbrella bar is open till 2, but like practically it's more like midnight. I just cannot recall what we agreed to, but it's somewhere in the sea of paperwork. So I'm sorry I can't answer that for you.
Correct. Mr. Mayor, I mean, it's correct. We did negotiate on the times, as well as there's a negotiation in regards to the fireworks, that if a game goes into extra innings and goes past a certain time frame, they can't shoot off the fireworks that night. They get postponed to the next home game.
Right, and for the record, there were two games last year that we were unable to. There were two games that we disappointed a bunch of fans.
Yes. So yes, we worked on that significantly.
Thank you. I have the information about the hours of operation for the indoor golf is from 7 a.m. to 12 midnight, Sunday, Thursday, and 7 to 2 a.m. Friday to Saturday.
Just so everybody's clear, the activity ends at the edge of the building. There's nothing down, so. Okay, so the resolution includes sound absorbing material or excludes it?
Includes.
All right. Is there action relative to the condition number 8 dealing with inclusion of sound absorbing material and postponing it. So this, do we want to delete condition 8?
I would move at this point, based on the answers we got, to delete condition 8.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of that. All those in favor, Mr. City Attorney.
I believe I heard the applicant state that if it becomes necessary following construction, that it would be taken care of, and perhaps instead of a simple deletion, that's what the condition should state.
I would be willing to amend that it be edited to state that if required, that the applicant would install.
Okay.
And I don't know how do we determine that carefully. So,
if I could, I mean, Mayor, you've been very helpful. I think you understand sound in a way.
Oh, you're going to lay this on me?
Yes. Well, I'm going to suggest it. But I think you're the guy in the room that's got the most knowledge in this area, and I would defer, if you feel it's necessary, I would defer that, if that's acceptable.
That assumes that April 7th.
Oh, that's right. You got to get through that hurdle.
But it doesn't matter to me. I'm okay. You can lay it on me.
Can we just put it blankly that the executive, the city executive, if they determine it's required?
Well, it depends who that is, though.
Yeah. then you're not so amenable, right, if someone else.
Have staff determine it. So the motion would be sound observant material should be installed in the interior walls of the golf bays at the determination of staff within 3 months of operations. Okay, given that, Mr. City Attorney?
Or upon any change of operation, which may require.
Which may require. All right. Okay, on that motion, all those in favor?
The second concurs.
Oh.
Modified.
So we're now legal. Okay. All those in favor of the motion to amend, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. On the main motion, a motion to approve a resolution amending the site plan for properties located at 7055, 7065, 7075 South Ballpark Drive to revise certain aspects of the indoor-outdoor golf facility, buildings S2, C3, and C4, including but not limited to relocating entries, doors, and windows, slightly enlarging the building footprint due to addition of an interior trash compactor, removal of a third-level outdoor deck patio, decreasing the size of a second-level outdoor deck patio, removal of a large portion of the metal wood texture paneling on the exterior of the building and replaced with white masonry, addition of a small green roof to the third level, and sound-absorbing material if required as denoted by staff in the previous motion.
Can I get clarification? We don't need to act on the suggestions, right? It's without those as is.
Without, okay. Suggestions are never included, unless included. So is there a motion?
So moved.
Seconded.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thanks, you. Tyler. Appreciate it.
Okay. We move on to Nissenbaum Homes and Realty, two-unit condominium and accessory building plat. Mr. Martinez.
This is a two-unit condominium plat. The proposal has been previously approved by an special use in 2019 in the R8 district, which requires special use for two-family dwellings. The applicant proposed a detached garage that it was not included in the previous special use. So the detached garage will be reviewed at the time of the building permit, but the proposed detached garage complies with the setback requirements. So staff is recommending approval of this condominium plat.
So really what we're doing is changing it from townhomes to a condominium plat.
And adding a garage.
They received the approval for the two family dwelling, and now they are proposing the condominium plat.
Okay. Questions from the commission? Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving condominium plat for Cortez Condominiums development at 10504 West Cortez Circle?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is City of Franklin Corporate Park Sewage Pumping Station. We're going to do a site plan. You doing this?
I think or you're introducing it, correct?
Mr.
Yes.
Martinez.
Yes. Unless you want to add some information.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is a proposed leaf station building to have the pumping station for the PDD 39 or the district number 4. This is the subject property. Part of this property is subject to an street acquisition by the city. And this is the building. And in the current situation, there's an existing single-family dwelling here. And this is the building. The building is not impacting any wetlands. It will have the landscape screening. And this is the temporary gravel access drive. And the materials of the exterior of the building is consistent with the PDD ordinance. And this is the situation of the leaf station in the future roads. So it will be located close to a future intersection. Staff is recommending approval of the application, and the applicant is requesting a waiver of the on-site irrigation requirement of the UDO, and staff is recommending approval of this waiver.
We run lawn sprinklers. It's great. It's a good thing. Questions from the commission? No questions? Is there a motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan for a sewage pumping station for Franklin Corporate Park at 3548 South County Line Road?
So moved. Seconded.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. A motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.